flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Folks are nicer, they're sweeter, they're kinder. I mean, even the way we drive is different, right? Because it's Christmas time and we don't want to end up on Santa's naughty list, right? And I just love hanging out with my friends on the radio. Steve Thompson, my work husband, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Steve, you are the person, and I was just talking about you earlier. When I say I have a big, giant, crazy idea, you always tell me go for it. You always tell me you can do it. I mean, we got to have people in our corner who are going to cheer us on. I have strategically been eliminating people out of my life who can't be my Scottie Pippen when I'm Michael Jordan and the Pistons have given me the food poisoning, and I still got to go out here and score these 900 points. I need somebody who's going to pick me up and help me, not somebody who's going to tell me I can't do it. That encouragement is so important.
Yeah, I just want to know how crazy is
it. Oh, look. Wait. Okay. So here's the idea. What was Steve? Have we not gone through some crazy ideas together before? I was all the way on Ellen DeGeneres' show riding the cannon. I got that RV. It fell out the sky, right? Them books. I mean, you were the first podcast network. Like, you are always like the first person that I bounce these crazy ideas off of, and they always work because you always encourage me. So I'm going to need you to back me up on the next crazy idea.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out what I was going to do big for Christmas for somebody else, somebody outside of my family. And we were getting people signed up for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, which is coming up on February the 3rd, 2025. And so one of the business owners who RSVP said, hey, listen, tell Shaletta I've got a GoFundMe set up and my family and I need her help. And so I went to the GoFundMe and it says, we are Jervis and Catherine White, the proud founders of Black Roots Sauces and Seasonings. Our journey began in 2021, fueled by our love of food and family. Our family car, which is the backbone of our business, is now showing its age with nearly 300,000 miles. It's been a trooper, but with wear and tear, we need a new car. And so they started a GoFundMe so that they can get a new van so they can make their delivery orders and everything. And so far, Steve, they have only raised $165.
Really? That seems kind of low.
That seems kind of low, right? And so I did my due diligence because they are from Newport. So I called Washington County Commissioner Carla Bingham and I said, Carla, do you know these people? I said, are they good people? She was like, Shaletta, these are solid people. They're business owners. They've just fallen on hard times. They've got two special needs kids. And we know, you and I, Steve, the challenge of having special needs children. And she said their car broke down. And so, you know, they're having a hard time, you know, keeping their business going because they require delivery services and all this kinds of stuff. And they need a van. And so, Steve, you already know where I'm going, Steve. Steve,
Later
can I go
me.
buy Steve, can I go buy them a van and drive it to their house and surprise them with the van? Can I like go get a van from like Invergrove Honda or Burnsville Motors or something and put a boat on it and just drive it up to their house? Steve, think about it. Steve, can I do it, Steve?
Here's the thing.
I think
it's phenomenal, but there are a lot of great companies in town. There are a lot of great car dealer groups in town. Take it to the next step. Partner with them. do a good deed with them. I'm not going to name names, but there's a lot of big car dealer groups in town. It probably doesn't need to be brand new.
No, it could be used.
It could be a certified used vehicle. Get together with them. Tell them what you can do, how you can bring them some positive publicity, but partner with one of those groups. And then in turn, you can expand that and say, hey, we help this business. This business can help your business. Make that be the conduit or that connection.
You know, because that way I don't have to pay for the whole thing. And that's what I called my accountant this morning when I saw the GoFundMe, and I was like, do we have the profits for the year to do it? She was like, Shaletta, it's close. I don't think you're going to be able to pull it off. You know, it's a lot. And so I wanted to do it. I was like, well, maybe I could take something on my personal account, but I ain't even bought my kids their gifts yet. And I was like, Andrew got tuition to be paid. I'm like, Lord, how am I going to do this? Because this family needs a car. And I know that the Lord didn't allow me to see this and not react to it or just turn and walk away from it. You know, that's not in me. But I see, this is why I love you, Steve. So and it's funny because before I came on the show today, I went to 3 dealerships. I went to Big Man Motors all the way in Farmington. And then I went to Burnsville. What is the name of this place? It's Burnsville Motors. And I talked to a guy named Cross about it because they had a Honda Odyssey, because I got an Odyssey. So I know Odyssey's a good car. So I was looking for an Odyssey.
I've had one. They're good. Yeah.
And so then before the show, I went over and talked to Bob Rose over at the Invergrove Honda. And I was telling Mr. Bob about it because I was so excited. And he starts giggling. And I said, well, what's so funny? And Mr. Bob said, in all my 35 years of selling cars, I've never heard of anything like this. I said, well, you know what, Mr. Bob, damn it. We're about to do something new in your 35th year of selling cars, because we're going to buy this car and we're going to drive it over there. We're going to put a big bow on it. And he just giggled because it sounded crazy because he's never heard about anything like this before. But Steve, that would be perfect, because I'm telling you, when my accountant was sweating bullets today on a Saturday calling her, she was like, I don't think you're going to be able to pull it off. But if I could get a partner. Oh, Steve, that's so smart.
And there's dealership groups in town. Bring your cause, and then from there you could probably expand it and help small business owners in need, and get people on board, get the word out, and then you've got a partner. It's good for them. It's good for you, and then most importantly, helping these folks who need it.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, you are so smart. Okay. So what you got coming up on your show today?
We've got Doug around the corner. We're going to talk computers, people spending a lot more time around their computers, shopping, et cetera. The weather's kind of cold. And then a little bit later, we'll talk sports, Timberwolves. We'll talk a lot of college football, pro football, the Vikes and Seahawks. The Vikes have a chance to win the division. We'll do all of that today.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, they saying Kevin O'Connell for Coach of the Year. What do you think?
He's certainly got a shot. We'll see how they finish, though, how they finish, what they do in the playoffs. But a very good candidate. It's been an extraordinary job by him.
Yes, it has. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, your daughters, your beautiful wife, Michelle. I love you, brother, and you have an amazing show.
All right, Shaletta, you as well.
All right. And thank y'all for listening. Look for me on TV. Who knows? On Tuesday, we might just be able to pull this thing off. Thanks to my friend Steve Thompson and his great idea. You all have a great day and Merry Christmas.